Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So spring is here. Spring has sprung. The trees are blooming. Noses are running. And so am I. I'm finally back to jogging. It's getting up to 60 degrees here in Chicago. When I do my jog, I have this one path that I run every single time. I call it the Flashdance Girl path because when you map it out on Map My Run, it looks like the woman from Flashdance. Anyways, during one section of the run, there's this wooded area. And through the wooded area, you can see this playground that's in our neighborhood. Now, because of social distancing, there's no kids on there, but generally during the spring, it's packed. But lately, I've been noticing it's getting harder and harder to see the playground equipment through the trees. As the trees are starting to bud, it's getting harder and harder to see through. Now, I'm sure you've heard the phrase, cannot see the forest for the trees, right? What that generally means is that somebody is so focused on the details that they can't see the big picture. In other words, they're so focused on the tree that they can't see the forest. Or the forest is growing with all these buds and you can't see through it anymore. But in the case of business, it would be the same thing as if somebody needed to paint their house, but they spent the entire day picking out which color. And that's one of the biggest problems with content. Is we have a hard time figuring out what to do and how to write it. I have a hard time just picking which topic to talk about every single week on this podcast. But luckily, I have a way and a system where I can write down my ideas and talk through it. So I don't necessarily have to write it. I just basically have to think it and express it. It's much easier for me. But in the case of business, maybe your business. Are you generating content enough? Are you producing a weekly blog? What's holding you back? Chances are it's a handful of things. Unless you're a professional writer, number one, you probably don't like writing. The second thing is you may not have the time. And this is where I think hiring a good content writer is great for business. So let me explain. The first thing you have to think about is, if you're not a professional writer, how much do you make per hour? Not what you pay yourself, but how much money do you make your business every single hour that you're working? If you spend an hour writing content, that's an hour you're not making money. Chances are you can find somebody who can do a better job at a lower cost than what it costs you to lose that hour in your business. But there are five other advantages I want to talk about when having somebody else write your content for you. This is one of the tools that I use in my business to help B2B businesses get their messages out. First off, you get a set of fresh eyes and fresh ears. Meaning that you're going to communicate the way you want to be communicated to, but your audience may hear it differently. So getting that fresh perspective can sometimes help you take your concepts and put them in more customer-centric or customer-friendly verbiage. So having that fresh eyes and ears will give your content a new perspective. The second piece of this is one of the ways that I tend to get content out of my clients is by asking questions. So if I was to ask you a question, how would you answer it? We tend to explain concepts differently when we're asked a question. as opposed to just trying to create some idea out of thin air. So having that Q&A model really helps you get your information out in a way that is going to be friendly to your consumers. The next piece of this puzzle is what I called wordsmithing. We all tend to have a vernacular that we use, which is very common. I tend to use certain words that are bigger than maybe I should be. Sometimes I make them simpler than I should be. But having somebody who can take the concepts that you're trying to get across and wordsmith them in a way that's going to be more friendly to your audience will help you get the ideas across better, faster, and generally more to the liking of your audience. The next piece of this puzzle is turning your ideas into stories. Now, as you're asked a question, maybe you have an example or something that you may not have thought of to clarify exactly what it is you're trying to get across. That's how that Q&A and wordsmithing can take the content and put it into a context that people can understand better. Just as I did at the opening of this piece about talking about jogging through my neighborhood and looking through the trees to see the playground equipment, you could visualize exactly what I was talking about. That's the way that this system works. It helps people to better visualize what you see, as opposed to saying, well, you know, the tree buds grow and they obstruct your vision from things that you're trying to see. You know, I can give you a story that helps you better visualize exactly what I'm talking about. The final piece of this, which is uber important for me, is proofreading. I am Captain Typo. No questions asked. I do it over and over and over again. I have a hard time reading my own material and making it so that it's grammatically correct or even makes sense sometimes. When I'm writing a book, I have a process. The first thing I do is I speak it in. And then I go through and I edit it based on what I was trying to say so it's a little bit clearer. And then I hand it to an editor. The editor then goes and even takes it a step further and can take my concepts and make them make more sense to the end user by making sure that there's a flow and a continuity to it all. And then finally, even after that, I send it to a proofreader. And that proofreader will make sure all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted and the commas and the semicolons are all in the right place. Because there are people out there that will judge you based on that. Trust me. After writing my first book, I found out the hard way. I had to go back and re-edit it numerous times to fix all the mistakes that even my editor missed, and the proofreader that I hired afterwards. So when I do these podcasts, I have them transcribed, and then I go back and I rewrite them. And then I put them into my blog, but then I have a proofreader go through and make sure that it all makes sense. And that it's written in a way that you can consume better. So let me go over those five things again. First, you need a fresh set of eyes and ears. Second, a lot of times having a Q&A can bring out the best in your content. Next, you need somebody to wordsmith, to take your words and put them into sentences that make more sense. Then you can get some help turning your ideas into stories that help your audience visualize what you're trying to say. And then finally, having a proofreader makes a big difference. So by hiring help, you might even have more time to get outside and enjoy nature. Get a chance to get an up-close look at the tree and enjoy the forest. Have fun. So I hope you found this helpful, and if you did and have any questions, just send me an email at askbrian@b2b-im.com. I can connect you up with a handful of people who can actually help you do your writing. And if you're one of those writers, send me an email, let me know what you're doing. So thanks for listening.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.